The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Now, a bill which will recognise the loss of pregnancy in a road traffic act has been submitted to the Dáil following a campaign by Saoirse Aylward, who was 31 weeks pregnant with her son when she was involved in a car crash. Her son, Jax, was subsequently stillborn following an emergency C-section. The bill going to the Dáil will be named Jax Law in memory of Jax, and Saoirse joins us on the line now. Saoirse, thank you so much for speaking to us this afternoon. Tell us about your battle to get Jax Law enacted.
Yeah, so I suppose it all started from the initial visit from An Garda Síochána when they made me aware that obviously there was no legislation in place to pursue justice for Jax. You know, there was just shock, horror at that point. I found it incredibly traumatic, as did the rest of my family. You know, you're already grieving, you're struggling, you're dealing with, in our situation, you know, PTSD, and then to hear that there could be no justice for Jackson, feeling the need to kind of try and justify his life or his existence or the additional suffering we'd went through from losing pregnancy on Jax was just horrific. So that just started the ball rolling for me from that moment. You know, I just knew that that wasn't okay, and I needed to push for that to be known and for changes to be made.
How did you go about doing that? Where did you start?
Just on a basic level from the start, it would have just been me at home researching myself, looking into Irish law, kind of where the gap was, why it wasn't, you know, in law at the moment. What about the UK? What about international law? Then looking further afield to America. And, you know, that was just late nights. Obviously, with my PTSD, I struggled really struggled distantly with sleep, and that's how I would spend my night. You know, a lot of nights looking at where we could go with this, what were the possibilities. And then at that point, I got in touch with an amazing woman called Susan Gray from Park Road Safety Group. She was so, so, so supportive. And, you know, the moment she heard about mine and Jax's story, she just said if it was the last thing that she would do, she would help and fight and campaign for there to be a change made. And she did. She very kindly got us in touch with Emer Curry and Barry Ward of Fine Gael, and they've just been amazing at driving this forward, you know.
How is Ireland unique in not having that provision? Do other countries have such a provision in the law that recognise such laws?
There was law brought in America, you know, and it highlighted there was a strong bipartisan approach, and it just highlighted how much of a common sense issue this is, that it's not divisive. You know, I think most ordinary people, you know, looking at it from a common sense perspective, can absolutely understand that this needs to be in place. I think anybody with any level of empathy can understand that a grieving family that's bereaved and is suffering with injuries, you know, loss of a life, of a baby, you know, especially in these circumstances where you're talking about a baby so close to delivery. You know, Jax would have survived, he would have passed, well past my ability to survive outside of my own body. To understand that this is such a widely supported idea. It's not contentious. And say that law was brought in America. Now, they don't have something in the UK, which I know was kind of where we'd looked first. So it is really, really important, I think, that we get this in place, because there are so many women that are being affected. And unfortunately, one of the other issues that we ran into is trying to get statistics for just how many women. Like, obviously, I've been in contact with families that have come to me during this process that have lost babies or have lost, you know, pregnant partners. And, you know, Colleen Langan was with me at the Dáil, and she was there speaking on behalf of her aunt Roisin, who sadly passed away alongside her daughter, baby Catherine. And it's affecting so many people, which I can see when I'm speaking to people on the ground. But when we look for official statistics, you know, we're just getting met with that there is nothing in place to say that the RSA actually has to publish official statistics for unborn babies.
And will that change under Jax Law?
So under Jax Law, yes, there is a recommendation in there that the minister can call on the RSA to compile, prepare, publish and distribute those information and those statistics related to pregnancy loss. So I think that's really, really important because there needs to be that transparency there, you know, and that recognition.
Did you meet any resistance at all, any barriers when you started to push for this change in the law?
I think I've been lucky that I have been aligned with people that are incredibly proactive. You know, Emer and Barry were eager to kind of figure out how this could work. You know, as I say, it's a common sense issue, but then you have to sit down and we met myself, Barry, Emer, Susan Gray from Park and some of our family members and colleagues and really sat down to look at, you know, what this bill could be, what it needed to include, what would be any kind of worries that anybody might have of what this bill might do or wouldn't do. And, you know, I suppose that's a kind of a longer conversation. It's really thought out. But we were lucky in so far as Barry is a senior barrister for the last over 20 years, I believe. So he was able to really, you know, look at it from a legislation point of view. And personally, I haven't met any resistance at all because, as I say, it's just a common sense issue. You know, I was aware of some level of public discourse in some of the posts. Was it a pro-life, pro-choice argument, or was it a contentious issue? You know, absolutely not. I think we believe that this is a transcends both. You know, if you're pro-life, you're the first person in line, I imagine, to support a law like Jackson's law. If you're pro-choice, you can clearly see that all of my choices were removed from me. You know, I didn't get any agency in this. I didn't get to keep my son, deliver my son. I didn't get any agency in the court process afterwards, in my trauma, in any of it at all. Every single one of my choices was ripped away in the loss of pregnancy that I experienced. And then having to fight for this as well, you know, it shouldn't be in the for the place of the bereaved family to do. But nonetheless, here we are doing it.
And what will it mean to you and to your family when Jack's Law is finally enacted?
So important. You know, I spoke about this yesterday. I always had a strong sense that Jack was a special boy and that there was meaning to his life, you know, and in those early days after his death, it's clear, like, how much he was loved to myself, my family and the wider community and everybody that was shocked and horrified by what happened. But I always felt like there was a larger meaning to his life, and standing outside the doll yesterday with the bill in hand, it really felt like this is the meaning, you know. It's just that recognition, just showing that these losses are no longer invisible anymore. They're not going to be open to interpretation. So in my case, Jack's death was seen as one of my injuries. And usually, you know, in dangerous driving and careless driving cases, if there is no death or serious bodily injury, these cases are seen in the district court. You know, so it just leaves room for interpretation for another poor woman who maybe has, you know, different circumstances, loses a pregnancy, and there is no law there to actually support her or support justice. So I think it's really, really important, and it gives me some sense of comfort, definitely, to think that this will be passed and it could help even one family. If it helps even one family, if I knew that they wouldn't experience the level of pain that I experienced and finding out that there would be no justice for Jack, then it'll all be worthwhile.
Yeah, I can totally understand that. When are you hoping this law will, this bill will become law?
It will be down to kind of the processes and procedures, I suppose, the government. But as I say, there's been so much support, and it is party wide. You know, it's across the board. So I would hope that it wouldn't be too long. But again, you know, I think Emer and Barry would be kind of better qualified to answer a question like that. But I would hope that it would hit stage one on the doll floor soon enough, you know, some stage maybe before the summer or just after the summer recess. So that's really, really positive and, you know, keeps me hopeful.
Okay, well, look, we wish you well. You have fought an absolutely valiant campaign for Jack's, and it's fantastic that it is coming to fruition. And thank you so much for talking to us today, Saoirse Aylward.
Thank you so much.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. conversation that counts.